This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. It is first-time callers today here on Trivia Friday. That means if you have never been on the air with us, today could be your day. Call in at 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano, Bert Harper, and Jonathan Coker are your professors here for Learning University. All right, guys, let's reset our questions again. I know we just did kind of a little bit before the break, but I've got to add some questions here. All mine have been answered, so go ahead and start us off, Bert.
Here it is. They've taken a stab at it, but didn't get it right. How many years did it take for Solomon to build the temple? And 13 is not the answer. The Andrew Griffith Show question is, on that show, what was one of Floyd the Barber's son's name? Two names, two sons are mentioned. All you have to do is get one of them. And then this shows you, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Okay.
I'll add to the challenge.
I'm not, apparently.
Okay.
Either.
My fifth grade, going into sixth grade, I give him credit, okay? Grandson came up with this. And here it is. Morcha Questrius Phobia is the fear of what? And I only say that one time.
I don't blame you. All right, I'm going to add two questions. First question, in what year did Facebook launch? And then second question, what contestant won the first season of American Idol? All right, Jonathan.
Okay. All right. Question one, what was Paul and Silas's response to the jailer who asked them, what must I do to be saved? Question two, who composed the musical score for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? And then my last question, what date and year did the Titanic hit the iceberg that sank the ship?
Okay, as promised, we go to Dan in Rome, Italy. Dan, are you really in Rome, Italy, and not Rome, Georgia?
Really, we are in Rome, Italy. Actually, we're on our honeymoon.
Wow. All right. So,
and you're taking time out to call trivia. You're a good man, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Can't miss this show.
We need that one marked up.
All right, Dan, before we go any further, I've got to ask this question. You're in Rome, Italy. Is there a Dollar General nearby?
I'm surprised we have not found one.
All right, Dan, we're not going to – normally we ask our callers, where are you calling from in Texas or where are you calling from in Georgia? But you're calling from Rome, Italy. We're very impressed.
That's got to be a first.
That is a first as far as I know. All right.
I was thinking it might be the longest distance. I do feel outnumbered because I've only found one Baptist church here.
But I bet it's a doozy, though. I'll bet that's one good Baptist church. All right, Dan, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I like to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
How old was Noah when the flood water started?
Okay, his question.
That's his question for us. All right. Don't say anything, Dan. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Guys, any ideas?
100 years to build it, right?
Yeah.
And
how old is he? I have 120? No idea. When? I would just be throwing numbers out, and there's a lot of numbers probably between
200 years.
I'm going to say 769. All right, Jonathan.
Okay.
Pick a number between
he
zero
was older
and 1,000
than two.
And 969.
157.
All right. Who's the closest, Dan? Well, no one got right on it. So.
Well, actually, he was an old guy. He was 600 years old.
All right. So
you went over.
So I went over, yes.
Dan, right. Way to go.
The rule.
Hey, there's so many numbers in the Bible that God named one of the books that.
Yes. I mean. That's right. All right. Did you want to answer one of the questions we had?
Yes. When did the Titanic hit the iceberg?
All right. All right. So, Jonathan.
My question was, what was the date and year did the Titanic hit the iceberg that sank the ship?
Well, I was thinking the year, but I don't really have the month and day.
Well, we'll give you at least half credit if you.
All right.
We'll give you half
1912?
Credit. 1912. That is correct.
That is correct.
Yeah.
1912.
Excellent.
Way to go, man. Woo!
Outstanding.
All right. Dan, you made our day. Well, all our callers did. They made our day. But calling from Rome, Italy on your honeymoon. I'm just going to say that's extraordinary.
Yeah, Tim and JJ is going to hear about it from us.
Yes.
We're on.
That's right.
All right, Dan, have a blessed time overseas. And, try to go to church. If you found a Baptist church, try to go this Sunday.
Or find a Dollar General. Let us know. One way or the other.
Take a picture of yourself.
Amen,
in front
Dan.
Of
it. Okay.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, thank you for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. What part of Arkansas are you from, Jeremy?
I'm from Jacksonville, Arkansas.
Okay, yes. Well, thank
it's
you.
Right near Little Rock.
That's northeast of Little Rock?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. No, I've seen the sign several times.
Driving through.
Hey, you got a question or you want to answer? Which one or both?
I want to answer a question.
Okay, which question?
How long did it take to build Solomon's Temple?
Okay, that you've asked the question. How long did it take for Solomon to build the temple?
7 years.
Woo! Yeah,
oh, he got it.
Yes,
got
7 years it was. And again,
all right.
You'll find that in 1 Kings 6. It's great.
Yeah.
And then I was telling you about
it. Yeah, I've been studying through the book of Kings.
Okay. Yeah, hey, it's a great study. And if you want to be blessed, read Solomon's prayer of dedication to the temple.
Right.
I mean, it will bless you, and you'll want to pray that for our country. I can tell you
Amen.
That right now. Hey, Jeremy, did you know that just off the top of your head? Or are you studying it, you said?
I looked it up, but I'm reading through the Bible from cover to cover, and I just got the Chronicles. So I just read that part. I didn't really soak into my mind, but I looked it up.
Yeah, well, you did good. Do you have a question
for
us?
I wanted to give a quick testimony. No, I wanted to just give a quick testimony.
Go right ahead,
I've been
brother.
Listening to you guys for 5 years now. And I was like worse than the prodigal son. I have kids. I wasn't part of their life. I was on drugs. And my mom and dad finally took me back in after years, and they let me use their car to go to work, and they had it on y'all's radio station. And I've been listening for 5 years now. I'm drug-free. God called me into the ministry, and you guys are a big part of that, and I wanted to thank y'all very much for it.
Oh, Jeremy, hang on.
I listen to you all day long.
Amen. Hang on. Don't you hang up. Praise God, guys.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
One of her purposes, on a purpose statement.
Yeah. Yep.
Listen, if you'll give Cindy your address, we want to give you, since you listen that often, we want to send you a mug, an AFR travel mug. Would that be okay, Jeremy?
Thank you. That would be amazing.
Okay.
All right, so, Jeremy, we're going to put you on hold. Brother, thank you for sharing that. And Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we will send you a travel mug. Guys, this is
I was going to say
several
I,
times.
Yeah, I know I was super nervous about being on here just because of being nervous and talking, but, man, I'm thankful that I got to be on this show to hear this from
is
the listeners.
Is this Exploring the Word or is this trivia?
Yeah, right? This is awesome.
Mean, on Exploring the Word, I'm not just saying this.
No,
we get to hear testimonies like Jeremy's quite often. And but praise God for those parents that have the radios.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the mechanic every time he does a car, he sets all of them to the AFR?
Yes.
That's his ministry.
Oh, listen. That just, I can't tell you how that just has blessed me on a couple of two or three occasions today.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Where we have gotten these testimonies. And folks, I know this is it's a show, it's a fun show. But it really does bless us. That's why I say this twice a year when we have Share-a-thon, that I love the listener testimonies.
My favorite.
Because we get to hear on this side of the microphone how God is using this ministry to touch lives. So, wow.
Woo.
All right.
Okay.
Revival right here.
Hey, right here. Okay. Let's go to West Virginia and talk to Rick. Okay, Rick, what part of West Virginia are you from?
Southern West Virginia, Bluefield, West Virginia.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is. Been through there. And you want to answer, ask, or both?
I'd like to do both, sir.
Okay, which question?
I want to go with the date of the question about when was Facebook launched.
All right, in what year did Facebook launch, Rick? What do you say?
2004.
2004 is correct.
Way to go, Rick. Man, did you automatically know that?
I remember that. Yeah, I'm old enough I remember that one.
Okay. That's sort of like, where were you at 9/11? Something like, you know, something.
When did Facebook launch?
Hey, Rick, you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. What city in the United States is known as Nature's Air Conditioned City, since we're sort of in air conditioning season now?
We've been that way in Mississippi for 2 months now.
Yes. and we are showing up in it,
We're in it now. Air conditioned city. I wonder if that's because they make a lot of them there.
Oh, I bet that's cool.
I better not name them all, but where are they made?
Is Carrier made in Illinois?
Seems like it's up that way, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I think you're right. I was going to try to guess some city on one of the coasts.
That's what I was thinking.
Where they make the air conditioner. All right. I don't know. Do you guys have a guess?
Hey, I'll say Springfield, Illinois. What is it, Rick?
It is my hometown, Bluefield, West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, I thought maybe it would be West Virginia since he's from West Virginia, Rick is. But you said Bluefield?
Bluefield, it's in southern West Virginia, right on the southwest of Southwest Virginia, right on the border. And it's known for its pleasant temperature, low temperatures, and low humidity through the summer months.
Well, you guys were right.
I'm moving there.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You better move over because here I come.
John Denver needs to add a line to his song. Country Roads, West Virginia, air conditioned city. Hey, Rick.
So Bluefield, West Virginia is called air conditioned city. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's known as Nature's Air Conditioned City. Yes.
Okay.
Rick, thank you, man. That was fun to find out. Let's go to Georgia. Jack, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Well, what part of Georgia are you from, Jack?
Sylvester, Georgia.
Oh, man. I've been there. Yeah, I've been there about 5 or 6 times.
Really? Why?
Yeah,
the city of Sylvester.
Yeah, it's a great, great town.
No place in Georgia is going to be called Air Conditioned City. No. Not during the summer.
It was the peanut capital, though.
Georgia.
Worth County,
where the town is.
Yeah, man, they raise peanuts. They used to process them a lot. Am I right, Jack?
The Peanut Festival is actually out of in Sylvester.
Yeah.
Oh, great. All right. Okay.
Well, you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
I'll answer the American Idol question.
Okay. All right. Well, why not? Why not, Jack? This will be like 8 questions answered. I'm not giving any more. You know what? These questions are hard to find. All right. What contestant won the first season of American Idol, Jack?
I believe that was Kelly Clarkson.
It was. Woo, Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
I have no 7, only 7 questions.
Well, I'll let you borrow mine about.
I don't want to pronounce that either, especially since I may have that phobia. All right, Jack, what's your question for us?
What is the only NFL team to lose 4 Super Bowls in a row to the NFL East Division?
I think that's
all right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say anything, Jack. Buffalo Bills?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, yeah.
Buffalo Bills.
All right, we're going to go with Buffalo Bills, Jack.
Yes, sir.
That's
the Redskins and the Cowboys twice.
Yeah.
So who else besides the Cowboys and the Redskins? You say another team?
The Giants.
Oh, the Giants, okay.
I'm not mistaken, the Giants were the first one.
That's right. And beat them because the Buffalo Bills kicker missed the field goal, wasn't it?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Are you a Bills fan?
No, I'm a Cowboys fan. That's how I know.
So you're wanting to rub it in, is what you're doing.
We destroyed the Bills in those two Super Bowls. So.
Those are the two that Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith won, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so. But wasn't it didn't the Bills have the same quarterback? I forgot his
name. Yeah, it
was
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly. Yeah.
And he became a Christian.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly was in the class, I think. Dan Marino.
Yeah,
Right. Was it Joe Montana?
I'm not sure about
Montana, but I think that's right about Marino.
This past year, you know, they had a lot drafted, but that was the year of major quarterbacks.
And that was a good Buffalo Bills team.
Yeah, it was.
That was a really good team. That first one was super close. I remember, Jack, I was a youth pastor, and we had a Super Bowl party, and we were watching that. And I can remember. I remember the person's home that was hosting it, the living room, the way it was set up, because it was such a close game.
Yeah, and I think by that fourth one, everybody, I know I was a kid, but I was rooting for them by the time they got to the fourth one.
Because
like,
it was such a
please
sad.
Let those guys win this time.
Come on. Okay. Hey, Jack, thank you for calling, man, from Sylvester, Georgia. Let's go to Mississippi and talk to William. William, thank you for calling. William.
William, are you there?
Okay.
William, we're sorry, brother. I hope you don't have your phone on mute.
Okay.
All right, we're going to have to go.
Okay, let's go to Alabama and talk to Justin. Justin, thank you for calling.
Hey, Bert. I got to talk to Alex last time. I'm a first time caller on this show, but I will be honest and say I have called before but it was a different show. Does that count?
Oh yeah, good. You're good.
Yeah, you're good, Justin. We will not hang up on you. We're going to keep you on line, Justin.
That's
you're
right.
Good.
Right on.
Hey, what part of Alabama, Justin?
Tuscaloosa, Roll Tide.
Oh, man. Woo, big T.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
I know. At least I love hockey. Anyway.
Well, that's a long-time listener there. He knows all about us.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to ask? Go ahead.
Also an Oilers fan as well. But anyways, I guess I'm going to ask because I think most of the questions have pretty much been answered.
Let me
rewind for just a second, Justin. Did you say you're a hockey fan and you follow the Edmonton Oilers?
I do like the Oilers. I mean, I like the Bruins. I like the Blues.
You're my kind of guy. All right.
Yeah, dude.
All right. So ask, answer, or both, Justin?
I guess I'm going to ask, and it's going to be like, I guess, a riddle. I've known it for like a long time. Maybe you've heard it. We'll see.
Okay.
We're out in the desert. It's a sandy desert, and there's this bird, and it's got to survive, and there's just a little bit of water in a glass Coca-Cola bottle. All right, it's stuck in the ground, you know, it's tilted. There's water at the bottom, and he's got to get his beak, he can't get his beak down in the hole. How is he going to get that water out of that Coke, or out of that Coke bottle to be able to drink it?
Woo! Man. All right, we're going to talk.
Stuck in the desert.
Justin, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no. Well, so what? Maybe does he tip it over?
Maybe he has a straw with him.
A straw?
That's what I came up with. That's the best I could do.
A straw.
Does he have a straw in his pocket?
Does the bird have a pocket?
If it was a woodpecker, it would stick its tongue down in there and get it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
You know, because
they have that long,
they go
retractable.
In. Was it a woodpecker, Justin?
The bird wasn't really specified. Okay. But that was really good. That was pretty clever. That was pretty clever. I don't know. That may be the another bird. But this bird here, are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Go ahead and give us the answer.
Okay. Yeah, he put sand in that bottle until it rose the water up high enough to the level to get to it.
Okay.
All right, so it sounds like this bird is smart enough to find a quarter and put it in a Coke machine.
It sounds like a Far Side. Yeah, did y'all ever Gary Larson's Far Side? Mm-hmm. I'm a Far Side. It sounds like something Gary Larson came up with.
Hey, now I will say this, Justin. That reminds me, just when you said that, I have actually seen a video on Facebook someone posted of, I think it was a crow, could not reach the water in a jar that was on a ledge, window ledge, and put this crow, I saw it with my own eyes, put rocks in it until it raised the level of the water to where you could drink it.
Wow.
So I take it back.
True story.
Are some smart birds. Hey. All right, Justin, you have a – oh, that was your question.
That was his question.
All right, thank you,
thank you
Justin.
So much. Let's go to Louisiana and talk to Roland. Roland, thank you for calling.
You have a – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're on.
You're on, Roland.
I'd like to answer.
Which one?
Which one?
Is it a question about Paul and Silas?
Yes, sir. That question has not been answered. All right, here's the question. What was Paul and Silas' response to the jailer who asked them, "What must I do to be saved?"
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That is correct.
Oh, Roland, you know what that sound means?
I want something.
You're right.
That's right.
You did.
Tell him, Bert.
Okay, you have won an AFR travel mug, good for cold or hot. And you can put it in right there beside you, and you can have it either drink or sip or put a straw in it. Either way, if you're a bird and
put sand in it.
Yeah, put sand in it. It wouldn't soak it up, right. You know. But you need to stay online, Roland, so we can get your address and send you this mug.
I want to tell you.
What now?
I got one thing I want to tell you.
Go ahead.
All right.
1936. I'm calling from Baton Rouge.
Okay.
LSU won a national championship track and field championship that year with five team members. And one of them went ahead to go to the Olympics and won a gold medal that Owens didn't get. And you know what that was?
I do not.
I don't know.
It was the hurdles.
Okay.
Hurdles. He didn't get that one. This guy from Baton Rouge got it.
Okay. All right. Well, Roland, hey, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, and then Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we will send you the AFR travel mug. And we're proud that you were able to win it. You didn't know what you'd won, but you knew that kind of sound meant you'd won something. Sorry, it's not a brand new car, but it is a stainless steel travel mug. So congratulations to Roland, and you have a good weekend, brother. All right, we are just about out of time. So, Brother Bert, what questions do you have remaining?
Okay, I got two of my originals, not even stabbed far. Let me give you this. The Andy Griffith Show, Floyd, the barber, had two sons' names mentioned. One was Norman, and the other one, we don't ever see him. We just hear refer to him. And the other one, you actually see him, and his name is Randall, and he's in the Gossiping Men, and Randall plays the saxophone while Floyd's foot is going up and down.
All right.
And then that famous question, Marcus Questius Phobia, is the fear of ketchup.
The fear of ketchup?
The fear of ketchup.
Caleb,
thank you. You are. Nobody is smarter than my fifth grade son.
All my questions have been answered. All my tons of questions. What do you got left?
I had one question left, and that was who composed the musical score for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? And the answer is Ennio Morricone.
Ennio Morricone.
He did a lot of spaghetti.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yep.
All right, folks, that is all the time we have for this edition of Trivia Friday. Thank you for joining us, and there is more great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Lord willing, we'll be back. Tim Wildman will be back in the captain's chair for today's issues on Monday. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.